When it comes to your big holiday dinners, are you ever responsible for the main dish? Because it's been put on my plate. Literally.
Oh, literally.
Pun intended. And I'm kind of nervous about it because I've never cooked a ham before. And maybe you guys can help me figure out what I'm supposed to do or not do.
All right. So if you, it's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and if you're just heading into work or you're just getting up and you can't really be near a radio, you can always download the radio.com app and listen to this story and many others on your phone. Radio.com, download it, favorite the mix. What's going on?
This by far will be the most interesting thing you will hear in morning radio.
Huge.
How to cook a ham. Well, I picked up one of those foil, what do you call them?
Oh, the little pan to cook it in?
Yeah, foil pan, the giant rack roaster, and then I bought an already pre-cooked, sliced ham.
So what's the problem? You've got the foil roaster.
So I just put it in the pan, and I put this on Facebook, and I just warm it up, and then I throw pineapples on top of it?
Yeah, I mean,
that's my question. Is it really that simple? I feel like it should be way more in depth than that.
No, I've done this before at home, and they also come with a little packet of glaze that you can put on, like in the last, what is it, half an hour or something like that, Producer Dave?
I don't know, you're asking the wrong guy, because I don't buy hams very often.
Oh, that's right, I forgot
you're a Jew. But I did have pork actually last night for dinner, which is kind of funny.
Wait, so then you have
it. Right, wait a minute.
But I've never had a spiral sliced ham like you, but based on what you're saying, it says it's already cooked. And you just got to heat it through. So, yeah, I feel like you could put it in any vessel as long as it just warms up.
So you think it's actually going to just be that easy? Because somebody also gave me some recipe suggestions. They said have brown sugar, pineapple, maybe some maraschino cherries, and beer.
Beer. Still like beer.
Yeah, beer.
I do like beer. Yeah.
So should I do that too? I mean, I'm thinking like with this big giant rack roaster, I just dump all this stuff in, throw it in the oven. For how long?
Long as it takes to get warm. I'd say
it's
like
pre-cooked though. That's the thing. So I don't want to overcook it.
Well, you're
not
going to
overcook it.
Yeah.
It's literally, I mean, they're basically taking out all the effort. Like, you don't need to worry about making sure your ham is to temperature. We have a ham that already is to temperature for you. You just put whatever flavors you want on
it. If you're really worried about it, take that ham back or give me the ham. I'll trade you some deli ham, and then you can just have hot ham and rolls.
Can I tell you, I actually am buying deli ham because if we don't eat it at Christmas, we'll definitely eat it during the week for lunches.
There you go.
But I am buying deli ham.